Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. On this episode of the Supercast, Stockton, a sixth grade student, shares his stress relief routine inside the new Wellness Center at Monte Vista Elementary School. The Wellness Center is a room where students are learning to identify, express, and manage their emotions for a happier, healthier experience at school. It is a 10-minute break from daily routines that is impacting the lives of students, teachers, and staff. Let's start with Stockton and his stress relief routine. We're here in the Wellness Center at Monte Vista Elementary with, tell me your name?
Stockton.
Stockton. Now let me guess, were you named after a basketball player?
Yes, I was.
Is that basketball player Karl Malone?
No, it is not.
Okay, well, I was close.
Stockton,
thanks for talking with me today. How many times have you visited the Wellness Center?
I visited once, and I've came here other times and shown my friends around and my mom.
And what do you like about the Wellness Center?
I love how the Wellness Center has everything that you might need to relieve your stress, and it helps you be better after you come here. You're ready to learn, and it's got everything that you would think that's fun.
Yeah, it does look like a fun place, and it does look like a kind of relaxing place everywhere you look. What are some of your favorite parts of the Wellness Center?
I love over here on the wall.
Let's take a walk over there.
All right.
What do we have here?
So we have kind of stress relievers, and you apply pressure, and it pushes up.
Oh.
You push hard, and you try to get the other color up.
So this is about a 2-foot by 2-foot square.
Yes.
And it looks like a picture at first, but as soon as you applied pressure to it, Stockton, I saw that it's filled with colorful goo of some kind.
Yes. Some kind of oil, and some of it goes to the bottom, and some stays to the top, and if you apply pressure, try to get the other color to the top.
Ah. So if you feel like applying a pressure to something, that's a really good place to move the pressure from you onto the wall.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks great. Let me give it a shot.
All right.
I'm going to try this one. You've got the yellow and green. I'm going to try the... Wow. It's kind of... It has a good feel to it, too.
Yep.
And when you push on it, you don't expect the colors to move around. That's really something.
You can use your feet
to
apply pressure as well.
So I can push and... Wow.
Now
I feel like I'm playing Dance Dance Revolution at a certain point here. Wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of an apocalyptic sunset here that I'm creating. Mm-hmm. What else do you have around here that you like, Stockton?
I really like these blocks right here.
I saw you were messing with those when you first walked in. What does that involve?
I like to balance rocks.
Yeah.
And these are just like rocks, but they have all kinds of edges, and...
And they're smaller. They're smaller than your fist.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
And in various colors, but it looks like they can stack in a lot of different ways if you balance them just right.
Yeah, they can stack a lot of different ways, and this is a good time to relax and try to make whatever you want. One other thing that I like is this art.
Oh, we knocked over. You know what? It's good that you've done that before because our mic person, Doug, just knocked that over. But you're going to be able to rebuild that,
right? Yeah, we can rebuild it.
We can rebuild it. We have the technology.
We can relax even more. We have upgraded technology for this.
Okay, very good. Now, show me what you got
right here. Apparently it's a Zen artist board. And you have a brush. You put water on it. And then you can paint whatever you want.
Oh. Now, are you painting with water? Is that how that's working?
You're kind of like painting with water. This is not a good art, but it's a Chevrolet logo.
You drew a Chevrolet. You meant to draw a Ford, but it came up Chevy on accident?
Yeah, I can try a Chevy down here.
Oh, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah,
very nice.
It turned out as Ford.
Now it doesn't fade very quickly, but it is starting to
fade.
But
now, with the water... it's starting to fade away, and you can come in and you can write what's stressing you out, and you can watch it fade away. Like you can put,
So give me an example.
Like you could do math, multiplication, and then...
Math makes you frustrated or upset right now.
If you have
you write
many,
it on the
yeah.
board and it fades away.
Yes.
That is very soothing. In fact, mm-hmm. the whole time I was kind of envious that you had it in your hand and I didn't. Can I
yeah.
give it a try?
Go ahead.
All right, let me give it a shot. Email.
Email.
Okay.
Yes.
I got pretty heavy on the E, so it dripped all the way to the bottom. All right, we'll see how quickly that email fades. Now, does that mean that as soon as it fades, my entire inbox will be swept clean?
Yes, it will.
You know what?
Go back, your inbox would be zero.
Stockton, this
You'd
is the
satisfied.
Favorite interview I've ever done right now.
Amazing.
It's great talking with you.
Yes,
anything
thanks.
Else? Any parting thoughts about the Wellness Center?
I love the Wellness Center because I get migraines, and I usually get migraines from lack of sleep or when something's stressing me out. So when I'm getting stressed, I know that a migraine might come on. So I come here to the Wellness Center, and I calm down, and it helps.
I can't think of a better way to experience the Wellness Center than with you as my tour guide.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time. Good luck in science today.
I will.
Thanks.
Good luck in your email.
Thanks a lot. I'll need it.
Yes.
Stay with us. When we come back, more on the Wellness Center, where I experience a zero-gravity chair and play something called a tone-tongue drum for the first time. Find out how I did next.
Hello, I'm Stacy Worthen, Secondary Counseling Specialist for Jordan School District. Do you know all the ways Jordan School District counselors can help you and your student? School counselors play such an important role in our schools. They provide parents with resources to help guide their children in academics. They provide support with the mental and social well-being of students in our schools. And if you are in the process of preparing a student for college or just beginning the conversation of higher education, now is the perfect time to reach out to your child's counselor. We can assist with college applications and college readiness. I encourage parents and guardians to schedule an appointment and get to know your student's counselor. Together, counselors and parents can help develop plans and strategies for students to succeed long after they leave Jordan School District. Reach out. We're always here to help. You can find us and learn more at counseling.jordandistrict.org.
We're back in the Health and Wellness Center now with Nanette Ryrie, the principal, and Jody Packer, the Social Emotional Learning Specialist for the Wellness Center here. And thanks for spending time with us today and talking to us about the Wellness Center. We have a few of these in the district, and I know I talked with you maybe a couple of years ago about your desire to put this in place, and here it is, and it looks fabulous. So tell us a little bit about how we got here.
Well, thank you for coming. Last year, we realized that we were seeing, with Jody's help and a help of a few teachers, that we were having a lot of students who were anxious and feeling stressed, and it was getting in the way of their learning. So we were trying to figure out how we could help that situation, and we found out that Ocher had their Wellness Center, so Jody and our school psychologist, Lisa Stillman, went over to visit last year, and then I went over to spend time with the principal, Shauna Worthington, over there, and just felt like this is what we needed to help our students just before they get to the point of escalation with their anxiety or their stress, to catch that before that happens and get them back into class ready and better prepared to learn. So that was our goal.
Now, I know you have a lot of staff here that help provide support when students are feeling that way, and Jody is one of those staff. And so, Jody, tell us a little bit about how your role has evolved here at Monta Vista.
When I came last year, I was assigned to just one or two specific students. By the end of the year, that was 15 to 20 students, and we were seeing the stress and anxiety still rising. And so I started out kind of one-on-one, and now I see about 100 kids a week.
Well, what we realize is that there's a lot more stress and a lot more social and emotional learning needs than ever before, especially in a year like 2020. So it is great timing, and like, you know, when I first walked in, it's a very calm place.
Yes. Last year we talked to our school community council about the idea as well, and to get their thoughts and opinions about it. And so they were on board. They were so excited as well for the opportunity to have their students, you know, have a chance to unwind, place to go, and to get back to learning better prepared. So I really appreciated their support as well, just knowing and recognizing from a parent perspective that this would be a good thing here. Also, we wanted to make sure that we address the needs of our teachers. So our Wellness Center isn't just for students, it's for teachers as well. So we've had several teachers on their break or before and after school come in and just sit with the lights dimmed and a chance just to refresh.
As principal, have you seen a reduction in referrals for behavior or difficulties in the classroom after the wellness room was put in place?
Yes, we've seen a significant drop. We've only had a couple, like two, in since we've had school start, and they were very minor issues. So we expected a lot more, to be honest, just because of the nature of where we're at, and we haven't seen as many office referrals, which has been great because that gives us more time to do other things. So
that's really remarkable to see, just giving students a pause, because sometimes our focus is not on giving them space and giving them pause and allowing them to renew. It's just reminding them of what they're supposed to be doing. And this is an innovative and really responsive way of doing that.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to not only just have this available for students, but also to give them some strategies that they can take on throughout their life of how to deal with stress and what they can do to get back to a good place.
It has a nice dim-lit look. There are pictures around the room and peaceful music, which we have turned down for the benefit of being able to record our conversation. But there's a big screen with very peaceful images, video of nature, and just some soothing footage that really creates a mood from the moment you walk in.
We have kids and teachers that will come in and roll out one of these bean bags and just lay there and listen and watch those videos until they feel prepared and ready to go back.
It's like the best screensaver ever. It looks really, really awesome.
It made me want
high,
to travel.
Yeah, high definition and just video from around the world. So walk us through a little bit. Tell us about some of the features of the Wellness Center.
Well, when a student comes in, they show us on this wall how they're feeling, and we call this our emotional temperature, and it's zones of regulation. And so if they can't see a word here that maybe tells how they're feeling, then they'll point to a color. So for example, our blue color is feeling sad or confused, shy, embarrassed, tired, and they may be coming in feeling this way, or nervous, angry, anxious under the yellow color. Our goal is to get them back to green, where they're excited, proud, happy, ready to go back to class.
And curious. I like
curious,
that.
Curious, yeah. So they come in and they show us how they're feeling.
And red is scared, furious, or mad.
It is. And we ask them to try and come when they hit this yellow. We accept them however they come. But we get them here at yellow, and we remember that we are trying to stop before we get to these stronger feelings that take longer to calm down from.
So do you find most in the yellow zone or in the blue zone?
So the first 2.5 weeks of school, it was blue because a lot of us missed moms. We missed our families. And now that we're getting deeper into the curriculum, we're getting more yellows, more nervous, more anxious about things.
The blue doesn't surprise me when you describe the reason, because we were, you know, families were used to being close and being together, and now students are pulled away. We knew that would be an adjustment. But how nice for them to be able to express that.
And even the tired, because they're going from sleeping and doing what they want all day to being at school and going all day.
So tell me about the toolbox you have here.
So two of our favorites are the fidgets.
Oh, the fidgets. This is the snake from the 80s.
Yes.
I like that.
This is a favorite fidget, and it's just a squishy.
Oh, I picked that up. It's a bright orange ball that doesn't look squishy until you pull it up.
This is one of my favorites, and it's our gratitude station, and it's a place where students who are feeling anxious, nervous, stressed can come in and write a thank you note to someone who's helped them throughout their day or throughout their week. And we've found that by them taking a moment to be grateful and appreciate the good and then share that with that person, they leave feeling much better. We also have students writing notes to residents at a local nursing home, and then I take those over and drop them off.
How frequently do you end up with notes for the nursing home?
I've gone over twice with about six little sets of notes for them.
I love the wide variety of options that you have to meet various needs.
There's so many different personalities that we try and cover what anyone would want. And this one, I think you'll want to see.
All right, let's take a look.
I know you're a musician.
Mm.
And this is a tongue drum.
Looks like maybe a little pillow, but it has these tabs, numbered tabs, and I now have the mallets in my hand. Oh, they're soft. All right, let's see what happens here. I feel like Kitaro. I feel like I need to release a new age album now. That's really fun.
We'll find you a pan.
If I just show up, actually, if you can't find me, I'm probably here playing on the tone tongue. That's really something. Are there other things here, or can I just keep playing with this?
You can keep playing. There's okay. Other things, but you can keep playing.
Now for the big finale. That feels good. It feels right. No wonder kids love to come here. There's such a great variety of things to do. Talk us through the remainder of the room here.
We have teepees.
Okay.
Some kids come in upset or in tears, but don't want kids in class maybe to know that they're upset or kids walking by or coming in. And so they can go have a quiet moment in the teepee, either with the tools that we have here or just to sit and calm. And they just clip their little teepee closed, and they can have a few minutes to regroup without an audience.
It strikes me that everything here is based on long experience with trying to help students with their individual needs.
Everything about this room is about the individual student. Nothing is done in groups in this room. Everything is about meeting the need of that child in that moment. I do have one more thing I'd love for you to try.
Yeah, let's see it.
This is special for our teachers only.
Oh.
And it's right here. I'm going to pull it out for you.
Okay. Oh, this looks like it's going to be fun.
Okay, I will warn you, it's a low seat.
Yeah.
So when you sit down, don't be surprised that it's low.
All right. This is maybe like a lounge chair that
it's
you would sit on.
It's a zero gravity chair, oh. And if you tip backwards... Don't worry, you will not tip over.
Namaste. Oh, that feels good. I haven't felt this good for quite a while. It's the buildup of being in the wellness room for as long as I was, and now I'm in the zero gravity chair.
We even have a cupboard here that's teachers only. There is a neck massager that can go on the chair. Bath and Body Works lotion, because we get dried out with the air circulating so fast and being here all day. And then there is chocolate.
This is great. It is true that at a school or at an office, a lot of times there isn't a place to just kind of duck and have some quiet. Even the faculty room, there tends to be a lot of coming and going, and you can't really escape the bustle.
Yeah, it's been really nice for teachers to stop in before and after school and even during rotations when they have a minute to step away. And it's been good for the students to see that adults need a moment. And so it benefits both to have teachers come in.
I think that's a really important point for kids to know that adults need this too. And we've all known that just a few minutes of a break can make a big difference, and sometimes we just need to close the office door, the bedroom door, or and just take a breather for a minute before we take on the rest of our day. And giving kids the space and ability to do that just makes a lot of sense. And I'm really impressed and excited about what you have here, because this is a tool that's really going to help you meet the needs of students. And like you said earlier, help remove some barriers to learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the ultimate goal would be, is to get students back into their classrooms, you know, just ready and more focused on what the teachers are teaching them. So
thank you for giving us a tour and spending time with us.
Thank you so much for coming. It's been a pleasure having you here, and we just, thanks for your support. It takes a team. It has just been all of us working together to get to where we are today. And I just really want to thank Jody. She's kind of like the heart and soul of the Wellness Center.
Well, I've talked with both of you over the last couple of years, and I've known how focused you've been on trying to find a way to meet those needs. And bravo, because obviously you've done a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. I'm going to play you out on the tone tongue. But remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.